what are ways that we can make math exciting for young people through STEM programming? This is the University of Minnesota Extension Center for Youth Development podcast series. I'm Carrie Robidoux, and I'm an extension educator. In this podcast, Michael Compton will help us beat the math anxiety, which is the M in STEM. Michael, thank you for being a part of this podcast today.
Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here, Carrie. Thanks.
Now, you are an extension educator and our STEM director in the Center for Youth Development, and you focus your work on our 4-H youth development STEM programming. In a recent blog that you wrote, you encouraged youth workers to develop STEM programming focusing on the M. When I think of math, to be honest with you, I'm thinking about classroom, I'm thinking about school, homework. It's often a challenging subject for young people. It might even be a class that you only take because you have to take it to get into college. You know, all of these things that when I hear math, mathematics, that's where I go with it right away. As I read your blog, I had an aha moment. There's a lot more to this mathematics stuff in STEM programming than I had been aware of. How do you take us in a direction so that we can have a more positive outlook on math? And how does it bring us back to out-of-school programming?
Well, that's really great. I'm glad that you had that response to my blog. It actually started with one idea, and then it turned into what it turned into. So it was pretty exciting. So what I really started with is, you know, working in youth development in STEM, trying to always offer a whole approach, like offering science, technology, engineering, and math in program offerings. And so it's really anchored in what we call the essence of understanding. I really like that, because that means it's the ability to help young people and adults too, like, change their perspective. So when you think about taking that approach, then I came across that Albert Einstein quote, and he said, pure mathematics is in its own way a poetry of logical ideas. And that made me stop and think, like, oh, what a great way to think about math instead of the traditional way, you know, repetitive practice of calculation exercises, test taking, applying formulas, like just the standard dry way that a lot of us were raised and introduced to math. It still continues. It's, you know, a big part of non-formal education, is that approach. So we always think then in STEM, you know, what's our opportunity or the way that we can get past those kind of negative views of math? Because once you start to learn what math really is, as I said, back to that, you know, the poetry of logical ideas, then it creates that new level of understanding. So that's where I started with this. And the other piece is also thinking about STEM. We're really, you know, I look a lot at what happens in non-formal education, STEM programming, after school, and we're really good at doing a lot of science. We're really good at doing a lot of engineering. We're really good at incorporating technology, but we're not as good at really putting math out front and being intentional with math. You know, math is a foundational piece of the science, the technology, and the engineering. But how often do we do, hey, come to this great math camp? Now, we know that there are young people that would definitely do that. But for the most part, young people would be like, why in the world would I want to do that? That doesn't sound interesting at all. So again, it's a great opportunity for us, you know, as educators, and we work with volunteers too, to provide learning experiences then that show that math can be exciting. So that's kind of where I started with all of this.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. When I hear STEM, I immediately go to those science experiments, robotics activities that young people can be a part of. So how do we help young people overcome those kind of negative attitudes that they might have about math, or that you would say, come to math camp? And as you said, that would draw some young people, but maybe not as many as the science and technology, maybe the engineering camps would draw. How can we help those negative attitudes, and really, should we?
Yeah, and I would say we should. I posed that question in my blog. I asked, you know, is it important to help young people overcome that negative attitude about math? And so then I started doing some research and I found something called math anxiety. And I heard that term and right away I thought, oh, that's exactly what I had when I was a young person. And it really is this fear or, you know, anxiousness connected to the ability to do math. So again, because of that traditional approach, which is beneficial for some young people, but a lot of young people then with test taking, with memorization and those kinds of things, it creates an anxiety. And then they think that they're not good at math or that they can't do math. And then further research also showed that then the adults in their lives, their parents or guardians or whoever that may be, if they have a negative view on math or if they have math anxiety, then they pass it on to the young people in their lives. So it's really not just an academic issue, it's also an emotional issue. So for that reason right there, you know, in our work in youth development, I say, well, we definitely then, you know, since we live in the STEM programming world, then how can we uplift the M to really help young people and adults too, also move past that, you know, those academic and emotional hangups they have, you know, with math. So then therein provide, there's opportunity. Anytime we're faced with a challenge, then there is opportunity for us in our STEM programming. So the first step is really showing young people that math is everywhere and it is connected to something that they're interested in, whatever their spark may be. So for example, I bring it to music a lot because almost everybody likes music or is connected to music or creative arts or dance. And math is the fundamental piece of music, whether it's counting measures, counting beats, counting steps. I have a son and he creates music on the computer and he never liked math. And now he realizes that math is really a big part of creating music, you know, using technology and technological tools. So once we're able to make that connection that math is an integral part of whatever their young people are interested in, then the next step is then finding an active, fun way to have them practice putting and applying math. And so there's lots of different things that we can do in STEM formats, for example. You know, drawing graphs. So you're drawing, you're doing something. You know, we collect data by measuring, by timing things, by doing things that are active instead of just sitting, again, memorizing and writing. You know, we measure, we can count, we can compare, we can do a lot of things that, again, are active and engaging that then make math fun. And then when a young person has a positive experience and then they go back home or they connect with adults and they're excited and they share what they've done, then adults can get excited and see that, oh, wow, that's really great that that math can be fun and engaging and young people can learn about it through hands-on activities.
So how often are our young people engaging in mathematics through the activities that they're excited about, that they're already engaged in, but we aren't taking that, what it sounds like from you, that intentional step of naming it for them and helping them link it back. And what you're saying is then that helps change our attitudes about mathematics in all aspects of our life.
Yeah, definitely. Again, being intentional, I think that's the main and the key ingredient to all of this. And then incorporating a little bit of enthusiasm and excitement, and again, making that connections, then that brings us back to what I mentioned, that essence of understanding, and that's helping then change that perspective in a positive way. So another example or a way to get young people excited about math is then, again, we can use science, we can use technology, and we can use engineering as a way to get young people excited about math. So, for example, not only having them explore things they're interested in, but let's learn from experts or people that live, you know, people that work in STEM careers that apply math every day. So we recently, through our Engineering Design Challenge program, our theme this year was Mission to Mars. So I reached out to people that work at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, JPL, and we set up a series called Meet a NASA Engineer. And so we invited NASA engineers that work on the current Mars rover program. They would share 30 minutes of a presentation showing pictures and talking about their work. It was really amazing. And then they answered questions from our audience of 4-H'ers all across the state. It was really exciting and engaging. And each of them talked about how they applied math in some way, shape, or form. And they talked about the importance of, you know, STEM, how science, technology, engineering, math all play a role in their lives. Another part about getting young people excited about math is if having math anxiety then has a negative correlation to STEM careers. So if they think that they don't like math or they're not good at math, then they're more likely to not be interested in STEM careers. So then when you can hear from professionals who drive rovers on Mars, like the actual planet Mars, and they share that it was really great because one of them has a PhD, but she said, we employ thousands of people at NASA, and you don't have to have a PhD to work in engineering or to work at NASA. And then we had another engineer, and she just has her master's, and she actually drove rovers on Mars, and then she works on the imaging. Our third engineer, he uses math the most because he helps design the wheels that the rover uses and design the actual rover itself. And so when you can, when they can meet people who do something that exciting, I mean, how much more exciting is it to meet people, you know, that work at NASA in the current space program? And then they talk about the importance of those STEM concepts as it correlates to their job. And they say, you know, we hear things like, I once was a young person just like you, you know, growing up in a small town. And so you too can achieve your dreams or pursue whatever career you're interested in, to know that you too can do it. So that was really, really exciting to hear. And then it just further helped solidify this message that, you know, I had talked about in my blog about that connection to math and how it can be exciting.
Well, it is exciting. And I think the two approaches that you've described for us today is, one, in after-school programs, we can grab young people's spark. What are they excited about? And help them consider how it relates back to mathematics. And almost changing that mindset that, oh, I do enjoy math. And there is an application. And then that next step is meeting people and hearing from people, engaging with professionals where we can learn about future careers and understand that the work that we're doing now can lead to future careers and something you can really be excited about as a young person moving forward in their education.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and again, tying to young people's spark, once you stop and think about it, I mean, math is a key element in sports. I mean, where would sports be without statistics? And statistics is math. And then where would agriculture be without mathematics? Where would space exploration be? Again, where would dance or the creative arts be without measurement? So again, it's just just introducing that concept to young people and showing them that it really is, as Albert Einstein said, it is the poetry of logical ideas. I really like that quote and think it's really fitting.
Well, Michael, thank you for drawing out and highlighting the M in STEM for us today. Perhaps you've gotten a lot of us excited about doing more programming where we're more intentional about adding that M in STEM in our work. Where can we go for resources and other ideas for activities that will focus on math for the youth programming that we do?
You can start with our Minnesota 4-H STEM webpage. So we have different project areas for young people to explore. And then we have also state level programs. Our Engineering Design Challenge, for example, is a great way for young people to apply math in a fun, engaging program. We also have programs in agriculture and agronomy as well. So checking out our Minnesota 4-H STEM webpage, that's the key landing place where you'll find it's a good first place to start.
Great. Well, I will direct all of you to go to our website at www.extension.umn.edu/youth, and you will find a link to the STEM page there. I'll also add a link to the bottom of this podcast description, so look for it there as well. Also, please visit our Youth Development Insight blog. You can read and comment on Michael's blog posts that he called Beat Math Anxiety, Bring Out the M in STEM, so that you can continue to engage in this conversation with him there. If you're looking for more ideas right now about working with youth from a distance, go to the right side of that website and that category with that title. It has been added there to provide you with resources on how to continue your work during this time. Michael, thank you again for joining this podcast.
Thanks for having me here, Carrie. It was my pleasure.
This is Carrie Rabideau from the University of Minnesota Extension Center for Youth Development. Please tune in again soon.